Down some, no split, clown bum, your gold hit sound dumb, hold it now, crown them, where you found them at, got them round town, coulda drowned in it, woulda floated, bloated, voted, sugar coated, loaded, hip shooter, draw for the poor, free, coffee at the banks, hit through the scraw, none more for me, thanks, that blanks the roar, that dank sure stank lit, sank past the pit for more hardcore prank spit, crank it on blast, roll past Front Street, blew the whole spot like some old ass with skunk meat, these kids is too fast, juiced off a junk tree, who could get looser off a crunk or a funk beat?
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come and it's gone away. Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come?
like a spigot. My guess is yes, you can, like can I kick it wicked. Lick a shot if you happy and you know it, as you clap your hands to the thick snot of a poet flowing. Global pen and I'm in, co-hyming, dope rhyming, more worth it than the whole diamond acquired off the black market. A wire tapping couldn't target a jar spit, the rapid fire spark lit. Zit. A rapper bug zapper, and it don't matter after if there's a thug or dapper. Plug your trap or it's maximum exposure. The beast got family members asking him for closure. Send him a gun and tell him clean it. Then go get the nun who said her son didn't mean it. She wore a filled in thong, a billabong, and said, nah, for real, I'm a gorilla, I'm a gorilla, John.
Something is starting today. Where did he go? Why you wanted to be where you know November has come.
Just the way. Boston!
Patrick from Little Billy Lost here. If you love and support our beloved Boston music scene, please tune in to the WMFO Live Day 2025 on WMFO 91.5 FM, Saturday, June 14th. The live on-air streaming music show will begin at 9 a.m. and go all day until 3 p.m. It's a full day featuring 10 of Boston's best. WMFO Live Day 2025. Tune in!
to bite you. In spite of my venom welling up, pure smile to soothe us into the future. Show me what you can do.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's gonna teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Thank you.
Who? Joni Mitchell. Right.
Such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a brood mare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get. Some relay, oh, not a hit and run driver, oh no, racing away. You just pick up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. You saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rolled right past that tragedy till we pulled into some roadhouse lights where a local band was playing. The locals were up kicking and shaking on the floor. The next thing I know, that coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no. He drags me out on the dance floor in there. Why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote right in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. Went running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes. He had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes in number doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and to get them through this passion play. No regrets, coyote, I just get off up a ways. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Coyote's in the coffee shop, staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and Eagles and Tides, the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rise are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. With this flame, you put her in this Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines, on the freeway. Thank you.
I'm only like 6 blocks away from you right now, so before everything happens, I should tell you why I'm driving the way I am. You see, I had to drop my daughter off at school because she missed the bus again. That's twice this week. I have no idea what takes her so long, but I'll tell you what. Next time, she's walking. Now I'm running late, and I can't be late. Especially not today. I have a meeting that's just too important. I don't even know if I have the guts to walk in there if I get there if it's already started. But I don't even want to think about that. Now I'm rushing to catch yellow lights, weaving in and out of lanes, and still can't get there fast enough, especially in all this traffic. It's frustrating. I'm not panicking, though. I actually feel completely in control. But any second now, I'm gonna clip another car and run head-on into you. Obviously, it's not personal. I just hope you're wearing your seatbelt, because if you aren't, I'll end up killing you.
No one knows when a crash is coming, so don't get caught without a safety belt. Buckle up. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Something in the moonlight catches my eye. The shadow of a lover goes dancing by. Looking for a little bit of love to grow. So give me love, give in the heart and soul. You never let me cross to the other side now. I'm tired to know that you were somehow. Heart on the heels of something more, but I lost your love, lost heart and soul. The tear in my heart as you walk on by. I feel so low and your head is high. Everything you do convinces me more, please. Give me love.
give up, heart is full. Everything you did, just said it all. Can't you try to give a little bit of heart and soul? Give a little bit of heart and soul. Must I thank you?
Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, it's all I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on on fire and crazy dreams. Oh. Things are.
We can hear the sound of